listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. Speaking for the legal basis of WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
Hemp 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given a prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers. That's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, I'm Bruce from Zephyr Vaporizers, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
All right, that is what it is, 95.7 FM and WVQC, LP, low power to the people, what radio is meant to be, of course, radio for the people, by the people, and of course it is the Hemp Rock Radio Show, and I am the Happy Hemptress, and yes, I am very happy. Now, we got a full show for you today, of course. Over there rolling the pot is the Burn Man, and we have a special person in the studio today who we didn't expect, of course, the Pottsbury Dope Boy.
Chef, you're in my seat, Burn Man.
That's exactly right. Move out of the way for the chef. That's exactly
you're
right.
You're fine where
I'm rolling today.
You're rolling today.
I don't know. Smoking seat ain't too bad either.
I get to be in the smoking seat all the time. Well, most of the time. Of course, now I was, you know, the end of last week's show, I played a clip from Sid Barrett. It was his birthday last Wednesday. Or I guess Thursday, really, because the 4th was Tuesday. His birthday is January 6th. And if you didn't catch last week's show, it is up on the WEED, radionetwork.com. As a matter of fact, did you get your email and your text, Chef?
I got my text. I haven't checked my email because my new girlfriend and I have been rather busy recently.
Well, hey, at least you got a girlfriend. Well, I think I might have texted you that your show that we thought we lost with the biscuit is up on the web as an archive.
Yeah, and I also understand there was a problem with my truffle recipe last week.
Yeah, it must have been something to do with the recording, because when I got it in my email and opened it up, it had some odd-looking graphs there, Chef Pot and Hash, and I tried to tweak it and make it a little bit louder, and then when we tried to play it through the CD here last week, it simply would not come through.
Well, you know, I might have been slightly inebriated when I... But I brought my cookbook with me.
Wonderful.
So I can do that recipe today.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Because, you know, I did hear it. I could hear it when I played it on the regular player, but it just for some reason wouldn't play out here on the board here, so I don't know what happened, but that's great because it sounded like such a great recipe.
Oh, it is. I made these myself.
Wonderful.
With a friend of mine up at an undisclosed location.
Uh-huh.
And they were so good and they were so effective.
And isn't that really the point?
Oh,
well,
yes.
Taste and effectiveness.
Well, you know, I'm a chef, so taste is excessively important.
That's
to me.
Exactly right.
I made some milk chocolate mousse for Kay and I the other day, and she absolutely loved it.
Lucky girl. Well, you know, in the old days, and even today, some people don't realize that when you cook, you're supposed to take the pot out of the butter and not leave the vegetable matter in.
Right, right.
Brownies, now, it's really good for fiber if you're looking for fiber to keep it in your brownies.
Absolutely. Marijuana, cannabis is an excellent dietary fiber.
Absolutely it is.
And it's got your perfect balance of omega-3, 6s and 9s.
That's right.
It's the easiest protein for the human body to digest.
Now that's the seed protein.
Yes.
Yes, not the leaf. But there is fiber in the leaf and in the buds, and it is very good for digestion. So it doesn't hurt to leave it in, but it certainly changes the flavor, I think.
And your texture.
Yeah, and your texture. A lot of people go, ooh, I don't like it because it's weird in my mouth. Well, take the pot out of the butter, and then it'll just be a regular brownie.
Grind it up real good, and you don't even notice it.
You can do that, but I think you'd still it'd be a little heavier than normal by leaving it in.
Right,
takes up more space. If you want to get more concentration of what is in the butter, the THC, of course, then you take the pot out and use more butter.
Oh, I'm talking about after you've done used your butter, just the extra.
Well, actually, Burn Man, I've got an excellent
I don't throw
recipe.
It in the garbage.
Well, no, I don't throw it in the garbage either. I have
compost.
An excellent drink recipe
that
you can use after you've extracted it. It's an alcohol extraction.
Takes even more of the THC
out. And it gets
out.
Basically every last scrap
That's right.
of your THC out of it.
Don't ever waste your THC.
Absolutely. It's too precious.
It's like gold, folks. Well, anyway, as
Acapulco
I said...
gold.
Exactly. Acapulco gold. That's right. Well, today, of course, I'm not stoned alone, but I started to say the last show last week with Sid Barrett was stoned alone because you and Jay left me... by myself, to get stoned by myself. So I had to end last week's show with Sid Barrett's Stoned Alone, one of his probably not so famous bootlegs that never made it on a vinyl when he was with the band of Pink Floyd.
I've never heard it.
Yep. So, well, you can now. Go
Fantastic.
To WEED Radio Network and check out the January 4th archive. And matter of fact, it's with Tanya Davis. And you can find out what's going on and hear her speech from Dayton. That's all up there, along with a lot of other cool shows. I put about 8 shows up in the last week, getting caught up on some editing.
So you've been the busy
Hemptress. I have been the busy Hemptress. That's exactly right. Now, of course, I have to tell you, at the top of this show today, we played a song. The song was called Lock Down. If you don't know what that references to, it's all about being locked down in a prison. Of course, the band is called 12 After. These folks got a hold of me recently, and I found the clip that they sent me yesterday, and I wanted y'all to hear it. It's of course, now, if you're into metal, it is kind of a metal song, and not everybody likes metal, but, you know, for those of you that don't know, I have been force-fed metal most of my son's life, so that, I guess I should say, was for my son, because he likes metal. Matter of fact, metal band, metal drummer. But so I like a little bit of it, so for you folks out there that aren't into metal, you know, you got to open your mind up a little bit, so that's why I wanted to open the show with the song Lockdown. Of course, the band is called 12 After. Now, these guys, this is directly from their manager. The band is from Central Pennsylvania, Columbia, Elizabethtown, and Lancaster. And the song is also up for Best Single at the 717 Music Awards here in March there in Central Pennsylvania. So if you guys are listening and you're out there in Pennsylvania, go vote for the Best Single for Lockdown for 12 After, of course. And this is what they say. The band is currently being played on over 500 radio stations. I'm sorry, shows and stations in 49 states and 32 countries. Well, now, I'm going to have to add, now they're being played on 501 radio shows. So, in the meantime, I do have a lot of things to tell you, but our guest in about 15 minutes is going to be Gatewood Galbraith, who's running for governor in Kentucky with D. Riley for 2011 elections. Of course, if you want to help him, you can go to gatewood.com and print out a petition sheet. And you want to get not only you and your friends, if you're not, get registered to vote, and then sign this petition because Gatewood needs 5,000 signatures, Burn Man.
Right. Well, it needs more than that, really.
Well, 5,000
5,000 good signatures.
Legitimate voter signatures. Good. Of course, we try to get double that to make sure that in case somebody forgot and they're not registered, they don't, you know, get counted. So to make sure that they have enough, we actually need more than that.
But well, we need 5,000 petitions.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, if every pot smoker was registered to vote in the state of Kentucky, I bet you it would probably be 10,000 petitions. And yeah, that still wouldn't be enough.
All full of signatures.
All full of signatures that are legitimate voters. So for you folks out there that think voting is not important, just ask some of the politicians out there that have made it on into their positions across this country by a minimal amount of votes.
And also, folks, if you don't vote, don't complain.
Don't bitch. That's exactly right. There's nothing worse than complaining but not doing anything about it, just sitting in your closet.
Yeah, because no one else is going to do this for you.
That's
You're going to have to get out and help us.
And help yourself, because that's really what it's about. So all you people over there in Kentucky that bitch, oh, it's terrible what they're doing. It's, oh, this thing should be over. It should be legalized. Hey, you've got a candidate that has for many, many years tried to become a politician legitimately in a position of government. Now, he's a politician because he runs, but has yet to be fortunate enough to have enough pot smokers and other voters out there to help him change the law in Kentucky. So not only does he care about a lot of other things in Kentucky, and there's many, many other issues he could tell you about, but specifically legalizing this plant for medicinal and industrial and whatever uses, because it is a legitimate plant, and Kentucky, of course, wouldn't be the state that it is today if it weren't for hemp.
And Gatewood has a lot more campaign money this time around.
Well, I certainly hope so.
I think it's going to be a big difference.
I certainly hope so, because Kentucky deserves to have him as their governor, as well as he is deserving of that position, because he wants to do right by not only Kentucky, but, you know, the rest of the country as well, because if Kentucky can do it, why can't the rest of the country follow?
Absolutely.
They should be first, and that's one of the reasons why I have dedicated my life to this campaign, even if it comes and goes throughout the years. It doesn't matter. He's one of my heroes in this movement, along with Jack Hare, and I will support him till he makes office and then continue to support. And so this is one way that I like to show support. And so you folks out there, there's besides getting registered to vote and getting the petitions with your friends signed and helping him get on the ballot, because, see, the point is, folks, is that he's running as an independent and has to have the 5,000 or more signatures to get on the ballot in November. He's skipping the entire May primaries. That way he doesn't get knocked out in the primaries. And so an independent can just go straight to the general November elections, and that's what we're hoping for. Now, of course, the topic of today, we will talk more with Gatewood, is that the newly founded Teapot Party, that, of course, we are a part of with the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky chapter, has, of course, got an endorsement from Willie Nelson himself for the Gatewood Gabbert campaign, and that's what we're going to be talking to Gatewood about. Of course, you know, folks, Willie Nelson has always, always supported Gatewood's campaigns from 1991 on, and actually 1990 if you count when they started. And so we'll talk about that here in just a little bit with Gatewood when he calls in. In the meantime, don't forget, I have to tell you, you are listening to WVQC LP Cincinnati here, and if you're on the web, you're listening at WVQC.org, and if you're somewhere in the city listening on the radio, of course, it's 95.7 FM, and if you would like to keep us on the air and make sure that you never lose your number one soon-to-be station here in Cincinnati, you can be a member for $30 or more. And if you add a little bit extra to it, you can, of course, get a gift from Natural Choice from us here at the station. And you know, there's just so many different things that you can do, folks. You know, it's great to tune in and go, I listen to Hemp Rock Radio. But what do you do when you hang up or turn off the dial? That's what I'd like to know. What do folks do? Now, I know the first thing you're probably doing is lighting a joint.
No, they're probably not waiting. They're probably not waiting to turn it off to do that.
Yeah, obviously not. And I was about to say that it's probably their second or third one through the show. Let's light another one. And so that's all great. And but then what?
Hopefully they're getting a voter registration card or something.
Hopefully.
Well, it's not even just that, because, I mean, let's face it. Anybody who's listened to this show for any length of time knows I'm much more conservative in my politics than you or even the Burn Man are in yours.
That's right.
You know, I was in the Navy. I fought for this country. And usually I've either voted Republicans or independents. Very rarely have I voted for a Democrat.
Yeah.
But I support Gatewood fully because this issue unifies us more
than
anything.
It does. And, you know, Gatewood will tell you he's the most conservative candidate out there. True conservatism means you keep a government in its box and not let it out to control your life.
If we had a truly constitutional government,
we lost that 100 years ago.
It would not be as intrusive as it is today.
That's
wouldn't
right.
have half the programs out there that we have, and you wouldn't have half the restrictions we have out
That's
there.
That's exactly right.
As
and it's unfortunate, though. Now, not always, but unfortunately, the so-called Republicans and the right-wingers are the ones that want to take your rights away more often. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't some Democrats that do that, because let's face it, Cecil Thomas, councilman here in Cincinnati, is a Democrat, and some of those folks that helped him push the pot ordinance through 5 years ago actually were Democrats, folks, here in Cincinnati. Not to say that some of the Republicans didn't support it. They did. It was actually the independents, I believe, that was against it. But now that's the big news today also. Of course, we had our, not exclusive, but we had our newly informed information last Tuesday while we were on the show that, of course, for the emergency budget here in Cincinnati, the council voted on December 30th to pass that emergency budget, and it included a line item to remove any city ordinance that calls for an arrestable offense, a jailable offense. Now, what happened, according to the news stories out there, is that when it got down to that line, now, folks, you can go to the Cincinnati Council clerk's page and actually watch the video of those hearings. And what happened is, and the way they do it is they vote per line item. You can hear the mayor going, all right, roll call, yes, no, yes, no. Next item, yes, no, yes, no. Next item, they got to the item about the jailable offenses being removed. And Cecil Thomas, who was the leader in putting that ordinance on our books, said, wait a minute, hold on here. I thought that was supposed to include other laws and not just the marijuana ordinance. And from what I understand, the vice mayor, Roxanne Qualls, I'm not sure if anybody else was there with her, took him aside for about 20 minutes, talked to him, and convinced Cecil Thomas to vote yes. Now, so what happened? It was a 5-4 vote, folks. Now, if some of you listened to the show last week, if you didn't, you can go to the WEED and check it out. I actually called the numbers of who voted for what, didn't I, Burnman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
called it correctly. We had four. We had Roxanne Qualls, the vice mayor, Charlie Winburn, Wendell Young, and Lori Quinlivan, who was our guest a month or so ago discussing this issue as well. They were four, and then Cecil made number five.
He had to twist his arm.
They probably had to twist his arm. Well, you see, part of the issue here is he used the fact that he is a retired police officer. From the African-American community, he knew best how to deal with the people downtown that he says are all smoking pot and carrying guns. Not to say that there aren't some pot smokers that do, because obviously pot is across the board for everybody, and even murderers smoke pot. We'll get to that later in the show. Okay?
That news.
That's another topic we'll hit more on tomorrow, but I'm going to discuss it here today. But obviously not all pot smokers kill or carry guns. And so... then we had Wendell Young come in to the council, started going, hey, this is hurting our budget. We need to cut this. Guess what, folks? He's also a retired African-American police officer. So we had one against the other. And I'm certain, I have no proof yet, but I'm certain that Wendell Young had a hand in that too, so we want to thank him. But I personally, since I numerous times spoke to Cecil Thomas myself and could not convince him, and some of the others, to not put this law on the books here in Cincinnati 5 years ago. We stopped Pepper, David Pepper, in 05 with the help of Todd Portoon, of course, who I called and said, oh my God, what's going on? And he stopped David Pepper in 05. But then, of course, in 06, it did get on the books. Now, folks, it's off. And according to the clerk's office, it was an emergency budget. What that means is from now on, from the day that they signed that budget into law, which was December 30th of now last year, the new that ordinance has been lifted. They cannot arrest you in Cincinnati anymore, folks. It is already in effect. Just like the original ordinance was, it was put in as an emergency, which meant the day that they signed it, it became law. Now, the day that they signed it, it became unlaw, as they say. So, in the meantime, there is a lot more things to get to. If you are a student at UC, of course, today, there, of course, has been a room change. I'm going to read this, but today, I'm looking for the time. Did they actually put a time in here? Yes. Nope, that was a blurb on it. Well, I'm going to have to find out when the actual date of this or time of this is. I'm sorry. But this is our UC Students for Sensible Drug Policy has a meeting today. Says we have just been informed that we are no longer going to be able to use the room 720 and are instead using the Swift Building, room number 619. So if you are at UC and you do want to get to this meeting for the Students for Sensible Drug Policy, I'll find out the time here in just a few minutes.
It's usually 5 o'clock.
Usually. I'm going to say sometime after classes, of course.
You'd think it would be at 420.
You'd think. There might still be some people in class. But I think they're actually going to show some kind of a movie today, too. As a matter of fact, it's called The Union Documentary. So, we'll get more information before the top of the show to let you know about that. But we're going to cut to a song real quick because Gatewood's going to be calling in here in just a few minutes. So, this goes out, of course, for Dreadlock Dave. He's one of those guys out there in the movement that does some great music. So, stay tuned for that and stay tuned for Gatewood. We'll be back in just a few minutes with him. And, of course, today's truffle recipe from the Hemp Rock Cafe.
I'd also like to dedicate the song to my girlfriend Kay and her friend Becca, who are listening to us as we speak.
Well, all right. Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Glad you're listening.
That's exactly right. All right, folks. It is WVQC and Hemp Rock Radio. Roll clip number 5, Burn Man, and we'll be back with Gatewood after this. Dreadlock Dave.
Joining us, stay tuned, 'cause the best is yet to come. Mother, sister, brother, father, get on the bus. Together we are one. 'Cause I'm not hearing on the radio or the TV that it's getting better every day. It's our time and it's the only time we got, and that's all I have to say.
Much better when you're high. Something strange and queer happens in your inner ear. That's good.
Music's so much better when you're high.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Quinn.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Waters. And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
Lights. All right, that's exactly what it is. Thank you, Cheech and Chong, for that. Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. Real quick, before we move forward with our guest, Gatewood, I did get that information for the Students for Sensible Drug Policy meeting today. It is 5 to 6 p.m. in Swift Building 619, and they are going to show the union, the business behind getting high. And, of course, they have some free food. Anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio. The song that you heard just before was from Dreadlock Dave called Finally Waking Up. And Gatewood, are you ready for people to finally wake up? Gatewood, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty, I guess we lost you, and you called back in. I appreciate that. So you didn't get to hear what we were just saying. Anyway, I was just talking about a song that we had just played. It was by Dreadlock Dave called Finally Waking Up. And my question to you was, are you ready for people to finally wake up?
And are we on now?
Yes, we are on.
All right, now, of course I'm ready for people to wake up. I was at, I went to one of these Freedom Fest put on by these new activists the other day. They said, Gatewood, thank you for joining
Gatewood's
us. And I said, what do you mean, thank me for joining you? Where have you been the last 30 years? I mean, I'm the one that's been out there playing in traffic, holding big yellow signs, telling them why you were doing this to you. You all were kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Look at that nut out there playing in traffic. But hell, now that we finally got your attention, I'm glad that you're out here trying to help us get back what America's supposed to be about.
Exactly. Yeah, I get that a lot. People come in, oh, join my movement. It's like, your movement? Excuse me, where have you been for the last 20 years? Or 40 years, like yourself.
That's right. It's not our movement. It's our founding fathers' movement.
That's right.
It's George Washington's and Benjamin Franklin's and John Adams and Jefferson. It's their movement. And we are just fortunate enough to have an opportunity to reestablish it and reinvigorate it. That's what I'm all about.
That's right. Gatewood, talk a little bit louder into your telephone so we can hear you just a little bit better.
Okay, yeah. Is that any better?
That's much better, much better.
All
now,
right,
of course, you know, we did have you on just a few weeks back, and for the folks that missed that show, it is up on the WEEDRadioNetwork.com in the archive page. So if you want to hear that full interview, you can go do that. But today, the reason why we're having you on today, of course, is, of course, to promote your campaign, and I have in front of me your petition sheet letting people know that if they want to help, they can get your petition sheet printed off, gatewood.com, and help your campaign. campaign, along with D. Riley's campaign, your running mate, and to get not only people registered to vote first, but then get them to sign this ballot petition to get you on the ballot in November, correct?
If you don't register to vote and vote, I'm going to personally make your name on my list, and I'm going to come around and kick your butt.
I'll be behind you.
If you smoke pot and you don't register to vote, you ought not be allowed to smoke pot.
That's right.
You're too damn dumb to smoke pot.
You know, there's always people coming up with great ideas on how to make it easy for people to smoke pot. You're right. I think that as long as people go get registered to vote, that should be their license to smoke pot. If you don't get a license to be a registered voter, you don't get your license to smoke pot. I think that's a good idea.
Well, damn it. I mean, they're just all baggage and they're a weight on all of us.
That's right.
They are one of the reasons this country's going down the tube.
I agree.
Because they're non-participation. If you think you're smart, if you think smoking pot makes you cool, if you're not registered to vote, all it does is make you a dumbass.
That's exactly right.
And
you can
come see me. If you don't like that language, you come see me.
That's right.
I've got a few more words for you.
That's right. There was somebody in the campaign many years ago with us that made comments about that. His perspective was, if you aren't registered to vote, you're stepping on the graves of all the soldiers that have fought and died for your right to vote.
It's just about like that.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody is too cool that they shouldn't vote.
I agree.
I hear them all day. I play everywhere. There's a badge of pride. Oh, I don't vote. Oh, I don't vote.
Yeah.
Loser.
Right.
You've got a big L on your forehead. Loser.
That's exactly right.
I'm
so
sick and tired of it. I've got over $1 million in cash in this damn movement.
Yeah.
I mean, I've run for office. You know how many times I've run for office.
Absolutely.
I've put my butt out in traffic. I've laid it on the line. Hell, there's people who come out and try to harm me because of it.
Yeah.
But it's just so important that I could never stop getting out here and trying to get these laws changed. And for all those folks out there who would benefit from this law's change, and there's everybody would, whether they smoke pot or not, if they're not helping us, they're hurting us.
Absolutely. They're dragging us down with bad weed. I agree. Completely agree. Now,
bad weed. They're responsible for all the bad weed in this country.
That's right.
You know, we could be growing the good shit.
Yeah, and I've said for a long time now that I am not opposed to importing marijuana. Of course, a lot of folks like ourselves, we understand what's going on down in Mexico with the drug wars and stuff that's created by prohibition, of course. And my perspective is there's some Mexican pot that's pretty good, but most of it, as far as quality compared to what we grow here in this country, is really more worthy of hemp. So just for a minute, let's folks think about what Mexico could be doing if they turned this drug war off here in our country, in their country, and everybody in Mexico and in South America started growing hemp. Because that's pretty much, you buy Mexican pot today, it's full of seeds anyway, especially the crappy pot. So that's really more hemp. My God, what could those countries be?
Okay, well, it would be a hell of a lot nicer to travel down there and get away from those drug wars.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just the slaughter going on in Mexico because people up here can't get their shit together quick enough to vote the change in the law.
That's exactly right.
And that's really where all the textile industries are anyway anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, now, just on that real quick, I have a headline open. This is from last week, Gatewood. I'm sure you know about this. Bodies found beheaded in assaults in Acapulco.
Right, yeah.
Twenty-something people killed and beheaded and just found all over town and piles of dead bodies right in Acapulco, right where the tourists go. So it's ruining their tourist economy.
Yes, well, let's get on a more positive note.
Absolutely, let's do that.
And, I know that one of the reasons that you have me on is because Saturday I received the endorsement of Willie Nelson again for my campaign for governor.
Absolutely.
And also the National Teapot Party.
As well as our local chapter. That was our founding reason for founding the Teapot Party here for the Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati chapter was indeed to support your campaign.
Well, Willie's been a supporter for a long time.
That's right.
But just as an individual, but now that he started the Teapot Party, Steve Bloom, heading his effort up, past editor of High Times, says that there's more than 100 chapters of the Teapot Party and more than 50,000 members.
That's right.
And so they had given me the very formal endorsement for it. Of course, Willie gave me his formal endorsement for it. I couldn't be any more pleased. So what we're looking for is for those people out there who had enough time and enough sense to go ahead and join the Teapot Party, go ahead and take a look at our campaign, and if they really want to make a difference, they can send us $20 to $25.
Yeah,
you know, I've got more than a million. I've got I've got more than a million in this in cash myself over the past 30 years, so I don't feel embarrassed at all to tell you and everybody else that you ought to kick in $20 to $25 or more to this,
or less. So even
I'm not going to spend it on any creature comfort. I'm not going to spend it on anything besides advertising for the campaign to get the laws changed to put us in the governor's office. And for all you out there listening out of state of Kentucky, if I get to be governor of the state of Kentucky, it's going to change everything all across America. It's going to be the most astounding, extraordinary, upset victory in American politics for the last 150 years. And we have an excellent opportunity to do it this time.
Absolutely.
You know, we got the endorsement of the United Mine Workers of America several months ago, first time in 120 years they've ever endorsed an independent. They've got 20,000 volunteers statewide. They're going to be a terrific help. Another couple of big unions are going to come in behind us. And so if the rest of the people, the pot smokers and the people who don't smoke pot and want to see a change in the law because it just makes more sense than the current situation, if everybody kicks in just a little bit, we can get this job done. Hell, an atom bomb's only a lot of little atoms going on off all at once. So, you know, you don't have to be a big atom bomb in yourself. You can just be one little atom, and if you can contribute to the explosion, then it's going to be heard worldwide.
You know, I'd like to quote something you said back during the 1991 campaign, that all of us are like little tiny knives, sticking the little knives all at the same time in the beast to take the beast down. And that's resonated with me, because we are a bunch of little knives. Now, I'm not advocating violence, because it's a metaphor, folks. But it really is about all of us. You know, it's like the story, Gulliver. Gulliver's so big that all the little tiny people got together and they still took this guy down and tied him up. And it's the same thing. We're a bunch of little guys down here, and we can get the rope also and hog tie this government down back to what you would like to say, back in the little box.
Well, just think of yourself as one tiny little bee with one tiny little stinger.
Right.
But you get the whole damn nest of bees on something, your target, and that thing's in a lot of trouble.
That's right.
So, you know, you don't have to be, don't have to change the world. Just change your old attitude long enough to pitch in $20-$25 to the campaign.
Yeah.
You can do it over line at gatewood.com. You know, if you're one of those donuts out there and got plenty of money and wondering what you want to do to change the world, hell, the maximum donation is $1,000. And, you know, I don't feel bad about asking people for money anymore. I just have spent everything I've got, and now I need your help. So,
absolutely.
So why don't you get in here, help us change this, and I guarantee you Kentucky will be the place to live if I get to be governor.
Absolutely. The new mecca of the Midwest.
You know, I've run for office before, and I've developed the world's shortest political speech, Lynn.
You go for it.
If I was going to lie to you, I'd already been elected governor.
And you know, and I have to say, I know that for a fact, because I've known you so long and I've watched what's happened, and you certainly aren't living the life of the rich politician. That's for sure.
Well, I haven't changed my tune in all the time you've known me.
Not at all. Not at all,
it's,
Gatewood.
It's the same message the whole way through.
That's
freedom
right.
Freedom is the answer. Freedom to the people is the answer. Not less freedom.
And, you know, and I have to remind you, because you probably know this, I've talked about it before, but some of the listeners don't know. My first exposure to you was, now I had already planned on going on October 20th to Fountain Square for, and this was 1990, folks, to the Jack Hare Hemp Rally that he was on tour with. I heard about it through the Normal newsletter, and was planning on going that Saturday, and then about midweek, Wednesday or Thursday, I'm watching TV in my dining room, and Inside Edition's on, and all of a sudden there's this clip with Willie Nelson and this guy in Kentucky named Gatewood Galbraith that's going to run for governor in the 91 campaign, and he wants your vote. And I thought to myself, huh, there's a guy in Kentucky who wants to legalize marijuana? I think I have to go help him, since I can't vote for him, because I was an Ohio resident. I was a Buckeye. And you guys were taking the tour around Kentucky in your red Mercedes wagon diesel engine and running 25% hemp fuel in it. And that's what the clip was about. And also talking about a concert that you guys had in October with Willie. It was Willie's first concert for your campaign. He did it two times since then. So with that, I'm curious if there's any word on whether or not Willie is willing to help do some kind of a fundraising concert in Kentucky this election.
Well, I don't want to put him on the spot and everything. And as a matter of fact, I have never asked Willie to do a concert for me. He has always popped up and volunteered.
Fantastic.
So, I won't be putting that request in front of them again this time. But I really cannot imagine if everybody's in good shape when the election comes around. I really cannot imagine him not offering to help.
I can't either, but I will ask. Willie, how about a concert for Gatewood's campaign this year? I'm going to ask. I'm not afraid to ask him.
I'm not afraid to ask him.
I know.
I just never wanted to be a burden on a man. He's been so generous.
And treated so bad. You know, let's just very quickly remind everybody that during the time that this was happening, he was also being harassed by the IRS over alleged taxes that he owed, and they didn't bother him until he came out in the campaign with you.
That's right.
And
that's
of course,
he is an American hero.
That's
it. In the best sense of the word.
And then of course, busted three times now for marijuana. We're waiting to see what happens in Texas with the last charge. And it's one of the things he's kind of shy about stuff. But I know you remember the second charge was where he was sleeping on the side of the road in Texas after a card game, and I guess he was just tired and pulled over to get some sleep before wrecking, I guess. And Texas cop came up on him and saw what he assumed was a joint in the ashtray, and did a search, found a couple of ounces, and it was kicked out of court because it was an illegal search, because that could have been a rolled cigarette. The cop didn't know the difference.
That's right.
So that case was thrown out. So I hope that that something like that occurs for this next case for him, because none of us want Willie to go to jail or even pay a fine.
He asked all his friends and all the people in the Tea Pot Party to send in a donation to the sheriff's department that's arrested him for their Christmas party fund.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. He sent out a request for all tea parties to send in a few bucks to the County Sheriff's Department for their Christmas fund. Is that class or what?
That is definite class. Well, I can say that I'm very honored to say that through your campaign, I've met Willie and had the opportunity to interview him a couple of times, as well as get high with him. So, any cop that doesn't know that Willie Nelson smokes pot on his bus is stupid. And so what does that say about the cops that go, oh, there's Willie, let's pull him over? And,
Profiling.
So, profiling, yeah. Absolutely. Well, of course, as I want to make sure everybody realizes, not only is there a chapter here locally for you for the Teapot Party, there is the Kentucky chapter as well. So go look in Facebook for that, and you can join the state chapter as well as our local chapter, and, of course, any national chapter within your area where you live, and help not only Willie get the word out. For some people, it takes somebody like Willie to get them motivated, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there new to this movement and have come in through this as well as your campaign, and let's make it rock this time, Gatewood. We're going to do it.
We have a hell of a shot at it.
Yes, we do.
I need 400,000 votes to win this general election this coming November 8th is when the election is.
Okay.
Like I say, we've got the endorsement of the United Mine Workers of America. That's 20,000 volunteers right there. And, they're going to get rolling after this primary here in May. We're not in the primary. We're already into general election.
Yep.
So things are really going to start popping. There's no need to wait until that time. Anybody else can just go to gatewood.com. They can join us. They can email me. They can send us money. And I just encourage them and to get their friends. You know, 20, 25 bucks from everybody would do the job for us. We've got a Facebook page. We've got 5,000 friends on mine and 5,000 on mine. Running mates, that's 10,000 people. If each of them send in 10 bucks, that'd be 100,000. If each of them send in 100 bucks, that'd be 1 million bucks.
That's right.
We would kick these people's butts in this next election.
That's right. Now, the next time I have you on, I want your running mate with you, D. Riley. I've actually had planned to sometime before the election, but I have a specific request for it now. And so the next time we have you on, I'd love to have your running mate on as well and get her story. And, folks, if you want to join, you can also go to hemprock.com and contact us there through email and let us know you want to be a member of our chapter. We're going to be having a meeting sometime next week along with other chapters around the country at the same time in your area. And just as a little quick blurb, I had mentioned to you, Gatewood, we are working with a local club here in the Northern Kentucky area, the Mad Hatter. We're going to try to work with them on a date to have an actual fundraiser for you and D. Riley for the campaign. So we'll keep you and everybody up on that and make sure that the date coincides with a date that you can come up.
That would be most marvelous.
Yes, it would.
I've always been able to depend on your support. I know you've got a lot of fans and friends there in Northern Kentucky.
Absolutely.
And I'm just looking forward to their help and your help too.
Yeah, and it's, I'll tell you a quick story because you know my son, he's a sound guy because of you. You know that story. And yeah. He works at different clubs around town, and that's one of them. And he's got the owner of the club and the manager coming up to him. Oh, my God, I got this vaporizer. Oh, my God, did you hear about this? Oh, my God, did you hear about this guy, Gatewood Galbraith? And my son's going, yes. I know him. I've known him for a long time because of my mom. And they're like, going, really? Really? Oh, my God. How do you know him? They're all freaking out over there at the Mad Hatter, and they want to support you. So this is why I say this is where your fundraiser is going to be, Gatewood.
Well, fantastic.
Absolutely.
I know anything you do would be a class act.
I certainly hope so. And we want to make sure that people get, you know, support for your campaign. Well, listen, we're going to cut out of here. We've only got a few minutes left for the show, and I know you got stuff to do. Again, gatewood.com to get that petition and help Gatewood. And, of course, if you need legal advice, he's there for you, too. That's right. So, Gatewood, thank you for calling in again today. You know I always appreciate it and am there for you.
Hey, thank you so much, and God bless everybody listening.
Absolutely.
And God bless everybody not listening, too.
That's right. Maybe we'll get them next time.
There you go, dude.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it, Gatewood. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. That was, of course, Gatewood Galbraith, my favorite politician. And am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so my head just changed and I couldn't tell.
I hung up on Gatewood. He was done.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Changed my ears. Anyway, again, the Teapot Party was founded by Willie Nelson following his arrest on November 26 in Texas. And tens of thousands have gathered together in Facebook and in real life. In reality. And we are all holding meetings next week again. And so if you are interested in joining the local chapter to not only help Willie and this movement, but specifically Gatewood Galbraith, please go to hemprock.com or even the Facebook page for the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky chapter. I had a thought and my train of thought derailed.
It happens to us.
I don't know where it went. I hope it doesn't run anybody down. That's all I can say. Anyway, we did have lots and lots of news. Oh, I don't know what I was going to say. The other part of what we were doing was to try to get the Cincinnati pot law overturned. And guess what, folks? It happened. So a reminder for you folks here in Cincinnati or anybody who travels through Cincinnati, you can no longer be arrested. Now, that doesn't mean you should drive down the street smoking pot and be seen because you can still get a ticket, still be harassed and searched and everything else.
And worse than that, they'll take your weed away from you.
And they'll take your weed away. That's exactly right. And we don't want to have any more cases, whether they're tickets or not. But so half of our goal has been achieved. It's amazing how that happens. Now, of course, if you want all the information about what that pot law was, you can, of course, go to CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com and get the full story. Now, we are almost out of here, so we're just going to go ahead and cut to our stuff, and then we're going to get out of here. So, because now, if we have time, we'll come back. But I can't count at the moment, so I'm not sure. So, in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and cut to some information from MassCan. And the song that you're going to be hearing is made especially for us by Open Mind and all the boys that make that group up, and you'll know what it's about. And we'll also be having them in the studio soon. They did a public access show up in Dayton over the weekend that if you're in the Dayton area, you'll be able to check out on the Nikki Wilkerson show that Tanya Davis is a part of now. In the meantime, though, this is Open Mind coming right after MassCan. If we don't have time to come back, we will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. If we will, you'll hear us in a minute.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCan wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you. And if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration. But in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCan, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MassCann.org.
I'm Dirty Anvil.
And this is C-Reg.
And you're listening to
Hemp Rock Radio
on Radio Free Queen City.
WVQC-LP.
Cincinnati.
95.7 FM.
Low power to the people.
As of April 11, 2010, 73% of Ohio citizens support the legalization of medical marijuana. Many conservative Republicans would back the idea of legalizing it, but they are in fear of showing it due to the political suicide it may cause. So tell me, when you're going to stop letting the government decide that medical marijuana isn't your right?
Now, I've been smoking weed since I was a young boy. Probably played with daddy's pipes because it looked like a toy. Never knew the joy or the relief I get over the fear of pain. I just obtain a joint and seem to forget about the fears of life. I feel a panic attack, so I hit it twice. Then life seems nice and calm. Only got the fears of cuffs on my arm. At worst, I'm only doing bodily harm. It kills the pain that I live with every day. I try Xanax, Percocets, and Oxycontin with the thoughts of addiction. Not stopping my heart be dropping me on the floor with weed. I don't OD, then look for more with my veins all sore from a needle and a spoon. So what I gotta do to prove that it helps people on the way to the steeple? Do a thousands of marches and end prohibition and free all my people.
Alaska, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington are all states with legal medical marijuana. But patients in these states face federal prosecution for using, growing, or possessing pot for medical purposes.
The reason I get blazed all day is to free my mind. It helps me out of bonds and lets my brain unwind. My thoughts become refined, my true self I find. My light is sparking up for the better of all mankind. The plan is legalized, but cops still arrest patients. What sense does that make, like your parents' expectations? For you to grow up and be the leader of the nation. But if I lived that dream, still wouldn't get congratulations. If I was present, legalize herb for all users, not losers and abusers. That shit'll land you in a cruiser. So sit up, take a stand, write a letter to the man. Tell him what you really think about legalizing the plan. It's harming you for me, smoking a little weed. I don't tell you what to do with the life you lead, but I will tell you if you agree, get your mind free, then do your part in the movement, and you're back, you'll plant a seed.
An evaluation of controlled studies conducted in 6 different U.S. states indicates that marijuana is 70 to 100% effective in controlling the nausea and vomiting associated with chemotherapy, and substantially outperform the synthetic THC capsule Marinol and other commonly prescribed antiemetics. Marijuana isn't a gateway drug, according to the
voting yes on the 420 issue. Legalized marijuana be used medicinal for purposes like the cure to nervousness, migraines, seizures, and multiple sclerosis, depression, arthritis, asthma, and that ain't it. It's also used by HIV and cancer patients. All across Ohio, we're steady waiting, marching across the courthouse steps, aggravated. Police want to lock you up over a seed. Marijuana laws reform, patients grow their own trees legally. Let it be up to me to decide, and I would legalize the God-made plant worldwide. Cigarettes lead to cancer and death, when you can smoke a joint instead to relieve overwhelming stress. If insomniacs could legally obtain a sack, they might be able to catch some Z's, imagine that. All I'm saying is thank God that he made it. I'm self-prescribed, so I'm self-medicated. Doctor, this patient, patiently waiting for the U.S. politicians to stop the hating. I'm blazing whether it's legal or not, I don't catch the big deal. It's only a little pot. Is it right that I have to risk my life to buy weed on the street from a dealer in the middle of the night?
Prestigious medical organizations support medical marijuana. These include American College of Physicians, American Nurses Association, American Academy of Family Physicians, American Preventative Medical Association, American Public Health Association, American Society of Addiction, Lymphoma Foundation of America, National Association of People with AIDS, National Women's Health Network, the New England Journal of Medicine, National Organization for the Reform of Medical Marijuana Laws, the Medical Marijuana Policy Project, and many, many more. You guys gotta fight the government and tell them to back off, and that you're gonna use medicine however you want, whenever you want, however many times they arrest us, it doesn't matter. F*** 'em, we smoking, we out this, right?
Alright folks, sorry about running out of time today for the chef Pot and Hash, so stay tuned for tomorrow, and we will have his truffles recipe tomorrow. Of course, stay tuned for Jay All Day. Cincinnati's Conscience is coming up.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com.
I got a hand full of wonders. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and help me bring these trees.
Do you want marijuana?
Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay Alday with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.